It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 21, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast is a go. Bushy with you, and as always, joining me, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to you, Natash Hamlani.
Hello, Bushy.
We got a very big show to get through today. There's plenty going on. We're going to check out last weekend's plenty games. Yes. What else we got?
We've got Sky Plaza Road, the women's team are on the road, on the plane, in the air, traveling right now to Uganda. Tammy Chu will jump in to cover that. We've got women's cricket wrap as the Premier League T20 is on hold. So normal ins and outs and ins, and 9 games in the Challenge League.
My goodness. How do they fit 9 games in? So we got all that going on. Plus, we got some birthdays. And we'll be talking starting tomorrow, of course, when this podcast goes out, which will be Friday, March 7th. It's the All-Stars, and we've got plenty to talk about. That T20, the Sky Warriors T20 version, starts on Friday, and then 2 games on Saturday and 1 game on Sunday. We've got all the teams, some interesting choices to get through there, Natash.
Yep, lots to discuss if the weather holds.
If the weather holds, but the weather will hold for us to do the podcast. Let's get on with it.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Okay, let's have a look at last weekend's games, Natash. We're going to start with the plenty, and we were up the hill for the plenty, the Premier League T20. It was HKCC Premier up against Pakistan Association Cricket Club. Pak coming off a win, first game for HKCC. Now, HKCC, who won the toss? They won the toss. I talked to Kinshit, and he decided to have a bat. How did it go?
Went really, really well. Martin Kunzi got out early, stumped, but that was a good piece of bowling by Anas Khan. However, at that point, HKCC were already 33 for 1 and 3.2. And just kept flying from there. Anshuman, 60 of 32. Nazaka, 51 of 26. Sahal Malvankar, 53 of 27. Luke Jones, 32 of 14. They got a massive 228 for 7. Probably worth noting that this was also the first day of Ramadan, and it was a warm afternoon.
All true. And it was the middle pitch at HKCC, pitch 3, so both sides, it wasn't one boundary that was nice and close. So 228 for 7 was a big score, but packed full of players. They were missing 2 of the 3 we talked about last week. No Hafiz Khan, no Haseeb Mohammed. They struggled. They started well. They really did, but then petered out.
Well, they were ahead at one point. They were 90 for 1 in 8 overs. It looked like they were actually going to get there. Zeeshan Ali.
Were they 101 for 1 at the, or 101 for 2 at the drinks break?
Yeah, 101 for 2 at drinks. It looks like they were going to get there. Zeeshan Ali was dropped in the first over, must be mentioned, by Sahal Bhavankar of Ayush Shukla.
Shocker.
And then he made them pay. 67 of 31, 6 fours, 5 sixes. Yasim, 31 of 21. But yeah, as soon as Zeeshan was dismissed right after drinks, Tariq Nawaz fell, and it all just kind of crumbled from there.
It certainly did. All out for 183. They batted right to the last ball, but still went down by 45 runs. Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier get their first win on the board. Also, on that day in the morning was the women's... Oh, we both picked... Remember, I changed my tip right at the last minute. Right while we're doing the podcast, so we all got a tip for that one, including Tammy, who's sitting next to us. Hong Kong Cricket Club women came up against Craigen Gower. The only difference in tipping here was I went with my Craigen Gower, and it was a terrible decision.
Yeah, record broken. It's probably worth opening up with that. The highest ever partnership in women's Premier League history. Mariko Hill, Natasha Miles, 144 opening partnership, batted through 20 overs. 68 from Mariko, 64.
Did you see whose record they beat?
They beat Kerry Chan and was it Fatima Amer's record? And Tao ladies.
Old cricket Kagan partnership, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
And now Fatima's left and Kerry's lost her highest run partnership and they lost the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kerry again top score 36-28, but CCC, it's just...
There was something ridiculous in this game where I think I got through to 30 overs and there was only 2 wickets had fallen.
Yes.
No wickets in the first inning. So I had nothing to yell about apart from Mariko's sixes. She hit 2 of them. They were fun to watch, but no wickets. That was just incredible. And then Craig and Gow were going okay.
Going okay, actually. Dorothea and was it Pulto who opened really well? Lots of quick singles. Amanda batted sensibly, but again, it's a middle order wobble. MLI, Loopy Lil, Googlies, I think. 4 for 20.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they Googlies? They come out of the back of the hand, they loop, and they spin the opposite direction. You think they're going to go. They're like a googly, but they're not bold like a googly. I'll have to call them the the lie or something like that.
Loopy lie.
Maybe they are the, like, because like, you can't judge it, so you, it's just the lie ball. Yeah, getting Kerry out cheaply was very important for HKCC, and they had a win by 29, so it was a good day for Hong Kong Cricket Club up the hill. Let's go to Mission Road, shall we, where USRC Premier, who lost that game they should have won against KCC, came up against Diaskwa Little Saiwan, who lost against PAC.
Yep.
So we all thought USRC had this one in the bag.
Yeah, it was always going to be close, and USRC opted the bat first, which is always an interesting move at Mission Road. Many teams prefer to chase there because you never know what the pitch is going to behave like. And
yeah, but nobody can chase in Hong Kong.
Well, the pace bowling of the Saiwan, yeah, was really the star here. Tanvi Ahmed 2 for 17 and 4, Sharia Khan 3 for 33 and 4, tore through the USRC lineup. Highest score of 38 from Mohammad Owais, who only went about a run a ball, and not much else. 143 for 8, always felt a little below par. And with Haider Ali in the Saiwan batting lineup, and Ibrahim Ishak 60 as well.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous amount of runs. They did it, but they only did it with 4 balls to spare. It was a tight game, but the Diaskwa Little Saiwan get their first win. Haider Ali, player of the match, with his 46. So we all
two runouts as well for Haider Ali.
Oh, yes, yes, I saw that. I was watching the Crick Heroes as I was commentating the Hong Kong Cricket Club pack game. And yeah, apparently there was a third one that was very close and possibly was out, but was given not out. So don't run on the arm of Haider Ali, people, when PAC restarts again. Let's have a look at some tables, shall we? Now that everyone's had a game, and with that win, just the one win, Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier go top.
Massive net run rate boost by bowling KCC out. KCC second place, again, just one game, one win, but a lot more narrower by 5 runs. Little Saiwan PCC a win apiece. USRC unfortunately at the bottom with no wins, which is a bit surprising. They've got a good team, USRC, but just haven't clicked in the opening 2 matches.
Yeah, struggling at the moment, USRC. Let's have a look at the batting table. I'll run through the top. Oh, there, Haider Ali. Top two innings, 124 runs, averaging 62. Tariq Nawaz, who's going to stay in the Premier lineup, I believe, not going back down to play the Saturday game. So he's second with 97 at an average of 48.5. Mohammad Sada, who had a big game against KCC, he's got 88 at an average of 44. Ibrahim Ishak Mohammed, 70 runs in fourth place. And Yasin Murtaza also on 70, but with a lower average because Ibrahim Ishak Mohammed has only been dismissed once. The bowling, what have we got, Nitesh?
Hassan Khan Mohammed, young speedster, struggled a bit in the Premier League one day, and starting off really well for USRC, one of the few bright spots for them. 6 wickets in 2 innings and Gazanfar.
Hang on. ACC. Is Hassan, are we going to talk about Hassan in the All-Stars? Is he in the All-Stars lineup?
Probably we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Keep that in mind. Hassan Khan Mohammed, top of the bowling list. Keep going.
Gazanfar, 5 wickets in 2 games of PACC. Sharia Khan, 4 wickets in 2 games. So Little Saiwan constant up taking wickets. The young leg spinner Ali Hassan also at USRC, 3 wickets for him.
He's definitely playing All-Stars.
Yeah, Tanvir Ahmed, 3 wickets in 2 innings. Should be playing as well, perhaps. Maybe he's not interested. And Yasin Murtaza also on 3 wickets. So Yasin on both batting and bowling charts.
Righto, let's finish off the plenty from last weekend. The women's game at Mission Road. It was Diaskwa Little Saiwan up against Lantau. We all thought the power of the Diaskwa Little Saiwan women's premier team was going to be too much for Lantau. And they had a bowl first, Diaskwa Little Saiwan, and it looked like this was going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean, again, credit to Lantau. They fought through those 20 overs. They didn't look comfortable at any point, only Hadisa getting to double digits. Vensi once again dismissed cheaply, 8 of 13, and no one else could really make any runs. But 34 extras from Little Saiwan.
Ouch.
Out of a total of 88, and that's what they will look back on. 3 wickets for Jaswinder, 2 for Pushti, 2 for Rajveer.
Look, 34 extras, horrid. 88 all out in the 20th, that's a win. Chasing down 89, they have the batting lineup to do that, surely.
They were missing Ikra Sahar.
They were.
And they opened with Harsha Motwani, who was bowled in the first over. Or second over for a 4-ball duck. Shenzhen carried a bat through for 25, but Mariam only managing 9. Vensi getting her out. Fatima managing just 1 ball by Mahdeep. And then
these are all the names that should be scoring.
Should be scoring. Jaswinder managing 7 of 29. And that's it. Once they got through the top order and got into drinks, I think Lantau knew they were going to win this. And it was close.
Was close?
Very, very close.
Came down only 6-round victory for Lantau. Bowled out. Again, in the 20th over, the Diaskwa Little Saiwan. Fancy not getting in the runs, but did get 2 wickets again. Yeah. So, player of the match.
And this is what worked for Lantau. They only gave away 21 extras. They've got five good bowling options in that team. Gurkamal, Mahira, Mahekdeep, Vensi and Alish Pal. Christine Joy Lavino also bowling two overs, one for five. So I think their bowling is really something to watch for. And that's a big, big win for them in the context of the Women's Premier League.
Well, we'll have a look at the table. And there's only one team that has got two wins, and that is Lantau Cricket Club Women Premier. They're out on top. Hong Kong Cricket Club picking up their first win on the weekend. So they're in second, also undefeated. Then you've got Craigengaur Cricket Club. One win, one loss. Diaskwa Little Siwon with two losses now. They're only in fourth because of the terrible net run rate of KCC women who've only played the one game so far.
This is shaping up really well. And it still looks like CCC should qualify for the final, but Lantau are a team to watch out for.
I'm liking Lantau. I know we're on the Llama train. I'm going to pick this might be a new island for me to shuffle across to for the Women's Premier. I'm not back for 3 weeks, so worry about that. Then let's run through the batting. And at the top, Carrie Chan with 74 runs, averaging 74. Mariko Hill played the one innings, 68 not out, doesn't have an average, obviously. Natasha Miles, 64 not out, doesn't have an average. In fourth, Mariam Bibby, 61 runs at an average of 30.5. Jolene Kaur, two innings, 56 runs at an average of 56. And rounding out the top six is Shanseen Shahzad, 42 runs at an average of 21. The bowling.
Vensi Chowdhury leading the way here. Quite surprising given we thought she was a wicketkeeper. Six wickets in two innings so far. Econ of 2.77. Mahekdeep Kaur also for Lantau. Five wickets in two innings.
That's why they're on top of the table.
Exactly. Their bowling looks really good. MLI, her four for gets into third place. Kerry Chan's taken three wickets across two innings. Has just won the Kaur. And Betty Chan, we didn't talk much about her. Four overs, one maiden, two for eight. Done in her first game already on the wicket take.
Look at that Econ. Two.
Incredible.
Not getting in the wickets so much, but just tying down the end every time. Four overs, you just know you're not going to score any runs.
Yes.
All right, that's plenty done for a few weeks. Let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 2 that was at PKVR. We talked about this last week and you were asking, could the Brahmas win by an innings? They tried very hard.
They did.
The Lions won the toss and elected to bowl.
Which is fair enough, and you consider they're probably thinking that if we bat first, the game will go very long. They bowled them out. Credit to Lions. 228 all out for the India Club Brahmas. Anku got 100, but there wasn't much else. Next highest 26. So credit to the Lions. Bowling first. I think that's part of the job.
But if the next six, the next best is 26, that means there's a lot of players that got into double figures at least.
I think extras.
And plenty of extras, I'm sure. So 228 on the board, bowled out in the 45th. How did the Lions do in reply?
They batted 11 overs, lost 10 wickets, scored 20.
If they lost 11 wickets, it'd be my birthday. 25-11, but it's 25 of October. 25 all out in the 11th. Go on.
Yeah,
tell me about Niaz.
Niaz Ali, 6-2-5-8. Whatever order you put those figures, it's remarkable, but that's...
He wrote that on the ball, and I couldn't... I figured somebody had written it, say, Australian way or something, and it was all... It couldn't possibly be... 8-for-5 off 6.
A hat trick included in that. Only 2 LBWs, 6 wickets bowled. Didn't need anyone else in the team to get that 8-for. Did it all by himself.
Yeah, poor old young Abhimanyu Gunnarsson. He got 2 wickets.
Forgotten about.
But he's only third best because he couldn't get any more. Niaz stole them all. That's ridiculous. We're going to talk about Niaz Ali when we get to the tables as well, which we're going to do right now. Sunday Elite Division 2. Let's run through the table of the six sides in Div 2. The Opti's still up and top, undefeated. The Brahmas, they're coming. They're 5-1 now and a massive net run rate, 2.8. The Infidels, who are playing this weekend, 4-1. The Knights, 3-3. The Dragons, 1-7. And the Lions, luckless Lions, have yet to register a victory.
Yeah, Lions... Negative 2.821 net run rate. That is something.
I mean, can we start a Division 3 just so they get relegated? I'm joking. Let's have a look at the batting. Remember that Sahal, he's not playing anymore, is he? He is.
He still is playing for the Opties. He's got 577 runs.
At an average of 577.
And a strike rate of 161.
Anchors managed to jump and... split the gap between him and Suleiman Butt by scoring 100 runs. So he moves to 419 at an average of 83.8. Suleiman Butt, he's still on 319 at an average of 63.8. Siegfried Y, 254 at 42s. Harry Hodgson, 230 at 46. And Akash Yadav, who's my weekday umpire here in the morning league at KCC, 204 at an average of 51. The bowling.
Niaz Ali, Apparently, this is not even all his wickets. Apparently, he's got 20 wickets in 4 innings. But you saw another Niaz Ali profile.
No, this is fixed. Because remember last week, for the entire time we've been doing this, Bitcoin's been on the top of the bowling list, right? No Niaz Ali. I went scrolling through, we were talking about Veermatha last week, so I wanted to go through and look. And sitting there with 8 wickets and also 8 wickets was Niaz Ali in 16th. And in 17th was Niaz Ali with another 8 wickets. So I sent a message off to those that needed to be told, and all of a sudden, Niaz Ali, as he should be, on top of the table.
He's averaging 3.75.
Econ.
2.10.
That's Betty Chan, Econ.
With a 3.75 bowling average.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to take a wicket over and a bit.
Ridiculous. Satoshi Mukherjee, now in second place with 13 wickets in 6 games. 10 wickets apiece for Teddy Tong, Samir Shahi, Thin Lay on 9 wickets with Shahbaz Khan and Harry Hodgson.
Right, let's move on to Saturday Championship Div 1, where I got done in by my Jinsung up the hill. Now, firstly, before we get into the Nomad Jinsung game, I have messages to pass on to you.
To me.
A, you should know that it wasn't the hot dog derby because that's between the Ramblers and somebody else.
Okay, my bad.
Because you worked there. And there was another thing. The person that didn't play for Jinsung and did me in was messaging me about this game and sending me all the details. So you're in trouble. Go on. Tell me about it.
Well, the Nomads batted first, and Matt Rosli carried the innings 98 of 103. He had a good partner, Shiv Mathur, who belted 63 of 61.
How many times was Matt dropped?
Good question. I actually don't know.
No, but I believe it's multiple.
Multiple. More than
one. All I know, I did see Elliot Andrews on Sunday, and he said he dropped a dolly, which was the easiest catch he's ever dropped in his entire cricket career. And we know he's just turned 40, so he's played a lot of cricket. And it was the worst dolly he's ever dropped.
That is dreadful. Well, Rosli rode his luck. Mathur batted well. They put 129 runs, I believe, for the third wicket, leading Nomads to 215 for 5 in 35 overs. A good score there. And then after doing the job with the bat, the two of them did the job with the ball. Rosli came on first change, 2 for 29 and 7. Shiv took 2 for as well. And it looked like it was going one-sided till Craig Johnston walked to the middle.
He's playing well this year.
Yeah, that he came in at number 9.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's the captain, right?
He's the captain.
I was told also by people that he needs to bat himself up the order. He's not confident, but he needs to push himself up the order. He can't come in and have to rescue the side every time. Needs to be batting up 4 or 5, I reckon. Especially with Ingram was missing, so there was a slot there to take his batting spot.
So, yeah, they were 115 for 6 in 25, and then they ended up being 41 the last 4. But the Nomads held the nerve, closed the innings out. Job well done. Won by 16 runs. Another tip wrong for you.
It is. It's the only one I did get wrong in the men's this week, I will tell you. Matt Rosli, player of the match. Because one thing that doesn't go into the scorebook is drop catches. So his 98 stands. Well done to you, Matt.
Do you know Matt Rosli's played rugby for Hong Kong?
I do now.
Yeah, there you go. Great athlete, all-rounder.
He's a bit like that Wayne Madsen fella.
Yes, a little bit like Hong Kong's Wade Madsen.
Right.
League's Red Manson.
Well done, Hong Kong's Wayne Madsen. Also in Div 1, the Diaspora Little So One Sky Warriors up against the IRC Charlie Bears. All three of us picked the Sky Warriors to win this one, and IRC put them in to bat, put the Sky Warriors in.
Yes, Sky Warriors batted really well. It's Preet Mangukia. I've been really, really impressed by this youngster. He's come such a long way this season. 90 of 85. He's like 14 years old.
Yep.
Outstanding young talent. They were 23 for 2, 31 for 3, but then him and Munir Dar rebuilt the whole innings and then took them to a 211 for 6, which is a good score, especially PKVR, big boundaries. Charlie Bears, Shahbaz Khan, Shahbaz Khan's playing for the Charlie Bears. Is that correct? Took 3-4 for the Charlie Bears. Shahbaz Khan also plays for the Little Saiwan Knights.
I don't have him on my sheet here, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm looking at the full scorecard. I've got him looking at 3 for 20.
I've only got Sky Warriors stats in best performances here.
Yeah.
Rightly so, because the Charlie Bears were bowled out for 75.
Yeah, Usman Ayub, 18, top score. They were rolled. Harris Muhammad has been very impressive as well, and I think we'll feature in the All-Stars. We'll talk about that.
Well, Preet's definitely in there as well.
3 for 15 for Harris. Shehan, the left-arm spinner, 3 for 22. And Paran Shah, 4 for 16, the skipper. Dominating. One-sided victory there for Charlie Bears.
Player of the match, Paran Shah with his 4-for. Well done to the Sky Warriors getting the victory. We were talking to Chico last week. He promised us. Doesn't feature at all in my best performance.
Did he
Chico.
Do anything?
Did he do anything?
I'm looking at the full scorecard.
Is he even play?
He didn't even play.
Oh, he is so full of rubbish. Oh, my goodness. All right. Saturday Championship Div 1, the Lancers up against Lama Lama Lama.
Yeah, Lancers got to pass 100. They got 104.
They did. Well, how many extras did Lama 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 bowl?
32.
Exactly. There we go. 104 all bowled out in the 23rd, and Lama just in cruise mode. Took longer to get there than the Lancers did in the end. 105 for 5. What were the best performances, Nitesh?
Well, before the best performances, worth mentioning, there were 5 ducks in the Lancers batting lineup, including the entire top 3. So that's wonderful. 4 wickets for Tom Booth. He's been very good this season. 3 wickets for Matt Grains as well. Lama actually was struggling. They were 11 for 3. Because Nitesh Talwar Jeevan and Asad Ashfaq took a couple of early wickets, but then they dug in deep and recovered. Andre Leclerc, 28, 19 Mark Stone, 22 Tom Booth. Tom Booth, I believe, player of the match for batting and bowling.
Is 4 wickets and 22 gets Tom Booth player of the match. We all pick Lama in that one. Let's go and have a look at the table now after all those games. At the top, the Gap Ramblers didn't play. They're still on top, 7-1 and a no result. Lama on the move into second, 7 games, 6 wins and 1 loss. In third, the Indy Club Yotters are 5-3 from their 9 plus a washout. The Nomads, plenty of washouts, 4-2 with 3 washouts. Sky Warriors are in fifth with 5 wins, 4 losses and 1 washout. Go through the rest because there's too many for me.
Jinxon in sixth with the opposite result to Sky Warriors. 4 wins, 5 losses, also a washout. USRC Lions, 3 wins. USRC Tigers, 3 wins with 1 extra loss. Both on 8. KCC Tartars, 6 points in 8 games. In the relegation zone with IRC Charlie Bears, has got 5 points from 9 games. Crusaders with 4 points from 7. And Lancers definitely going down 4 points from 9. The Nomads, worth mentioning, at 1 point, were 3 washouts and a loss. So this has been some turnaround for them as well to now climb up to 4th. But it looks like a 3-team race for the spot in the final between Lama, Yodas and Ramblers. And
I'll tell you what, there's going to be one massive game this weekend coming up because the Crusaders are sitting in 11th with 1 win and are in the relegation zone. We'll talk about that in ins and outs. Let's go through the batting. What league are we in against Saturday?
Div 1.
Saturday Div 1. Let's see. Top, Jack Manners, 8 innings, 424 at an average of 84.8. Akash Yadav, I've already mentioned him once today. 327 at an average of 81.75. Anton Bunton, 244 at 30.5. Sahal Malvankar, 223 at an average of 223. Chris Ryan, 215 at 71. Elliot Andrews got in the runs again, up to 208 at an average of 41.6. And Shiv Mata, he's rounding out this list. 5 innings, 197 at an average of 49.25. We'll be talking about Shiv very shortly.
Niaz Ali, once again, on top of the bowling charts here, with a different profile. This one's got a picture. The one in the Sunday League doesn't have a picture.
Yeah.
So many Niaz Ali profiles floating around. He's got 18 wickets in 6 games here. Economy 2.92, average 6.39, which goes to prove the Saturday Div 1 is somehow a higher standard than Sunday Div 2. But he's finding it harder here. Not that much harder, but a little bit harder.
And he's only taking a wicket every over, ahead of every half over.
Tom Booth, 17 wickets in 7 innings. Well, Lama has been superb this season for them. 16 wickets for Harry Hodgson, who's listed as Jinxon, played for Jinxon on the weekend. Harris Mohammad, Abdul Arslan, both on 15 wickets apiece. Mohammad Yasin, 14 wickets in 8 games, along with Mayur Patel. So, yeah, plenty of good bowling efforts there. Niaz Ali is in front, but not by that much.
Right, let's finish this off with Saturday Championship Div 2. Pac Championship, packed full of their players as they put Hafiz and Haseeb back into the side up against this not very good Centaurs this year. Nitesh, how did it go?
This was rough. It must have been a really rough game to play in because Sengal operated the field at GDB, which is confident, if a bit foolish. KCC 363 for 6 and 35.
Now, I'm assuming this will be Tariq's last Saturday Championship game.
It should be his last one.
Well, which is bad news for Centaurs because he went off and smashed 116 off 60, including 7 sixes.
He came in at number 4. So by the time he walked in, KCC had already scored 138 for 2.
Yeah.
13.5 overs.
Hafiz got 105 and he didn't even top score.
But 83 balls for Hafiz Khan. Yeah, it was brutal. And Centaurs probably just really tired and wanting to go home were rolled for 85.
But the Centaurs were tired and want to go home?
Probably.
Wasn't even Ramadan on this game. And Centaurs probably don't have that many.
Wasn't it its first one? It wasn't.
Yeah. No, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday so they can't complain about being tired. They can be complain about having to run around and chase 363 runs in the field. But 85 all out. All the best performances are Pac Championship, rightly so. Hafiz Khan, because he got a threefer. Also, on top of his century, player of the match. We all pick Pac, of course.
Yes.
So that was the Audi game in Div 2. And with that win, Pac Championship go top of the table. 9 matches, 7 wins, 2 losses. The Witherers are undefeated, though. Still not to play last weekend. 7-0. Laguna Gully, 6-3. Punjab Lions, 1-6, lost 2. And the Thunder, 5-4. Nitesh, the rest.
Yeah, HKU. 10-4-5 and 1 washout, 9 points for them. Strikers 9-4-4. Perfectly even season for Strikers so far, also 9 points. Kaitak, Centaurs, India Club All-Stars, all on 7 points thanks to 3 wins and a washout each. Though Kaitak have 2 games in hand, so they've bounced back well from bottom of the table. Hongsi, 2 wins in their 9 games, 5 points. And Saracens with the solitary win. Their season's done. They've played all 11 games, first team to complete their season.
Yeah.
Well done, Saracens.
We didn't notice that last week.
Yeah, we didn't know that. Well done to Saracens on securing last place.
I don't have to tip against the Saracens ever again, at least this season. Right, the leaderboards. And for batting, Hafiz Khan right on top. 505 runs at an average of 84. Siegfried Y, 406 at 58. Samay Sale, 332 at 41.5. Was he manned 274 at 30.44? Not bad considering he was playing for the Saracens. Vivek Shah, Laguna Gullies, getting 266 at 53.2. And Tariq Nawaz, who's done for the season, played 5 games, 253 at an average of 63.25. Ah, who's on top of the bowling table?
Also, Hafiz, banking wickets to go with his 505 runs. He should start wicket-keeping. He'll probably be good at that as well. Fagayat Kapoor, 18 wickets in 8 games. Sachin Kumar Mittal, 16 wickets in 8 games. Venkatesh Bhimli, 15 wickets in 7. Ahmed Nawar, 15 wickets in 8. And Jaya Ramesh Chalaki, 15 wickets in 8 as well. So it's still very close there, but Hafiz is starting to pull away in the wickets.
Oh, blimey, that was a very long outs and ins. We should wrap it up. I know, I don't know the exact number.
Yeah, I've got it.
No, no, we're going to do that in the ins and outs anyway. All I know is that I lost by 1. I think it was 4-5 last week.
Yes.
So there it is. We'll go into next week's games and I'll give you an update of what the tipping tally stands at very shortly.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Right, let's look at this weekend's games, Nitesh. And we're going to start with not even the weekend. We're going to start with Friday because that's the Sky Warriors T20 All-Star Series. We've got the teams that will be playing. Shall we run through them?
We can try to, yeah. Should we start with the Kowloon Lions, captained by Babar Hayat?
I think these setups are pretty close to the one-day ones. So there are some shuffles. Go on.
So, Babar's captaining the Kowloon Lions. That batting lineup features Anshuman Rath, Zeeshan Ali, Sahal Mavankar, Kinshit Shah, and Preet Mangukia. They've got bowling-wise, they've got all-rounder Harris Mohammad, Mohammad Kazam for the leg spinner, Nazrul Rana, seam, Ehsan Nawaz bowling a mix of seam and spin, left-arm seamer Asad Rashid, right-arm the GOAT Atiq Iqbal, and young Danny Mapp.
Well, now, Asad Rashid, I'm glad he's playing the All-Stars, but I've looked at his stats for the season and he's an interesting choice because he hasn't, you said he bowled one good spell on the 22nd of December, but the rest of his stats are middling, but he's obviously somebody's seen something in him and he's in the Kowloon Lions. So one to keep an eye on to see what he does. The Hong Kong Islanders are led by Martin Kutsia again. Nazakat Khan, Tariq Nawaz will be the wicketkeeper. Hafiz Khan, Kalyn Chalu coming into town from New Zealand, is it?
Yes, from New Zealand.
Used to play here at Kowloon Cricket Club. Rajab Hussain, Anas Khan, Ehsan Khan, Imran Arif, Fahad Hayat, Haruna Shad back from the European Cricket League.
Yes.
Well, that's good to see. Mohammad Waheed and Adil Mahmood.
Yeah, this is a very similar team. A couple of new faces. Kalyn Chalu, I rate him. Back before he left New Zealand, he was scoring a lot of runs domestically and in junior cricket in Hong Kong. And I did get him out in the game, so I do hope he scores lots and lots of runs, because that'll make me feel good.
He's been playing in the Christchurch Cricket Association Premier T20 as of late.
Sounds like a good standard.
Now, this is good. New Territory Tigers. Tell me the captain, Nitesh.
This is interesting here. They've gone for a youngster, Hong Kong under-19 team captain, promoted up to captain.
We're not talking youngsters. Team. We're talking teenager.
Literally 17 years old, Shiv Mathur. Assigned as captain for the New Territories Tigers.
That's tough.
That is a big opportunity for the youngster, a good opportunity to learn something, to put himself in the pressure.
Not only is Shiv the captain of the Tigers, how many other captains or former captains of Hong Kong are in this side?
Well, the current one is in the side because he will be captaining Yasim Murtaza.
Yeah, so he's captaining Yasim. Heda Ali used to be the captain of Bahrain. Yes. Shahid Wasif's the captain of USRC. Azaz Khan used to be Hong Kong captain. Sonny Bimsari, Wakas Barkat used to be captain, didn't he, of Hong Kong? Well, he's a head coach here at Kowloon Cricket Club.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Hong Kong, but he must have captained some.
I mean, there's going to be six captains out there telling him what to do. Anyway, good luck, Shiv. At least he's not wicket-keeping. He doesn't have to do the duties Shahid Wasif's got. That run through the rest of the side that I didn't mention.
So you didn't mention the bowlers, because bowlers don't get to be captains, unfairly. Aftaf Hussain, Sharia Khan, Farah Singh Benny, Ayush Shukla, Darsh Bora, and Ali Hassan. So this looks like a really, really good pace attack when you've got Ayush, Sharia,
The two swing kings, plus Ayush.
If you look at the Islanders' pace attack, you've got Imran Arif, who's not playing Premier League. Interestingly, no Premier side has signed him, so he'll be bumping up from Sunday League yet into the All-Stars. He did really well in the one-day series for the All-Stars. And Adil Mahmood for HKCC, Fahad Hayat, Harun Arshad, and then Mohammad Waheed, who hasn't had the best season either, but has been in on the setup for a while.
So it's going to start, and the first games will be tomorrow. It'll be Friday. It'll be done before this podcast comes out, because I won't have time to edit it. I have to call this game, then go home and edit the podcast. So the results will be in. Hong Kong Islanders up against Kowloon Lions. Now, the Kowloon Lions did me a dirty in the one-day format of the All-Stars. I mean, they, on paper, remember we were talking about it and we thought
strong batting line,
couldn't possibly lose. Mm-hmm. Didn't even make the final. Didn't win a game. So up against the Islanders, who did. And it's a new-look Territory Tigers, too. I don't think it's as strong as the one that was playing one day for some reason. More youngsters in it, I think. All right, game one.
Should we tip?
I am. I've already got my tips in. Tell me yours.
I'm just looking at it. Firstly, can I tip a washout? Because the weather's been dreadful.
Nope.
It's very. I am.
You'll do anything to get in front. If it washes out, you get no points. Okay, just like fine. The teams.
Okay, fine. But like,
we both get one.
Assuming the game goes ahead on turf, you're looking at the opening pair of Zeeshan and Anshuman, perhaps. Babar 3, Sahal 4, Kinshed 5. Up against that new ball bowling attack of probably Haroon and Adil's not great with the new ball. Imran Fahad. I can see the Lions getting runs. Flip it around, but the Lions bowling of Atiq, Danny, Nazrullah Ghazanfar, up against Qudsi, Nizaka, Tariq Nawaz, Hafiz probably opens. T20 not his strongest format. Kalhan. I know I'm humming and hawing out.
Oh, my goodness. This was just...
Kowloon Lions.
Like, there's only two options.
It's a coin toss. You don't know what's happening with these teams. Kowloon Lions.
Exactly.
Are you going Lions?
I am going Lions.
Okay. Are we going to be wrong one more time? Is that the trap? You just keep picking the Lions?
Well, every time I pick the Lions, they lose. So you might as well pick against me. All right. Saturday. It's a double header for the New Territory Tigers, who get Friday off. So that's going to be tough, especially for the players that are in Ramadan. And there's quite a few in there. So first game is the Tigers versus the Lions, who play back-to-back but get the day rest, like the evening to rest.
So I think because it's back-to-back, Tigers are definitely not winning the second game. So I'm going to say the best chance for them to win is the first game, but I've already picked the Lions against Islanders, so I just pick the Lions again.
Well, I've already picked the Lions as well. Okay, Tigers versus the Islanders.
Yeah, so just because half the Tigers team will be fasting through and playing back-to-back, I'm going to go the Islanders, who will be relatively fresher.
That's our first difference, because I'm going for the Tigers in that one.
Ooh, what's your logic behind that?
What is my logic behind that? My logic is the swing twins.
Ayush and...
No. Ayush is fine, but the eight overs you're going to get from Sharia and Benny.
Oh, from Benny, okay.
Like that, you know what they're like when they're at Mission Road. They just got a ball on a string and it moves sideways. And I think even, well, Sharia probably fasting. Benny probably not.
Benny not fasting.
Ayush not.
Yeah.
So they should still be quick and they should be fine. Dash shouldn't be fasting either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going the Tigers. There's my thinking. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that you care about
logic.
How I come to my conclusions. Right. Apart from All-Stars, which will be on all weekend, there's also a final on Sunday. Obviously, we can't tip it because we don't know who's in it. I'm not calling it, so I'm not even putting it in. We're skipping it and going straight to Sunday Elite Division 2. Which will be first one at Hong Kong Cricket Club. It'll be the luckless Lions against the Opties.
Can the Optimists win by an innings?
Yes. Probably.
Okay.
Right, we're both going Opties in that one. And the one that I am calling, which is why I'm not at the All-Stars final, the Infidels up against the Knights. Atiq Iqbal.
Why no Atiq? He's not playing. Is he playing on that? Isn't it in the Lions?
It's the final. We can't tell.
Right, okay.
So you've picked the Lions all the way through, but yeah, so if you're guaranteeing that the Lions won't make the final, then Atiq will play. because that's what he did to me. He did me a dirty last time where they didn't make the final. He said he wasn't going to play and then turned up and played for the Infidels, scored a 60 or something batting. What do you think?
This is actually very tough because the Knights have been improving as the season goes on and Infidels missing a peak. I think Infidels going to get it done at home. The Knights haven't really done well at either club yet. Who are you picking?
No, Infidels. Okay, this is a massive match. We're going to Saturday Championship Div 1. USRC Lions up against the one-win KCC Crusaders. I don't think there's been... It's been a very long time since somebody's had to say that Crusaders have only had one win when we're into March.
Yeah, I'm going to USRC. Crusaders have looked have struggled this season and USRC have played well.
I'm going the Crusaders because they know they have no choice. If they lose that...
Back to the wall.
They could well end up in Div 2. They're teetering. They're going to get it done. Crusaders to win that one. At HKCC Lama, this is the Gap Ramblers.
This is going to be very tough. Because both teams are top of the table. It's a proper top of the table clash.
Yeah.
Both teams have only lost the one game.
You're on the Lama Lama train.
I'm on the Ramblers.
And you're also a HKCC employee.
This is the clash of the heavyweights.
It is.
It's very, very tough.
This one should be commentated. Get up there.
I'm going to a primary school tournament.
That's far more important. Anyway, carry on. Pick a team.
Let's go Gap Ramblers.
Yeah, I'm going the Gap Ramblers as well. Just because of the home ground advantage. If this game was at Mission Road, I would have picked the Lama end of your day of the week. Rounding out the weekend's game, Saturday Championship Div 2 at GDB, Kaitak versus the Thunder.
Kind of think I've been on the upswing, but I'm going to go Thunder.
Yeah, I'm on Thunder as well. I think they're going to get that done and get it done easy. So there we have it. All the games, All-Stars coming up all weekend. You can come down to Mission Road and watch the All-Stars for free. 42 of the best players in Hong Kong. And if not, go around and find some other games to watch here in Hong Kong or watch live on Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube. You can watch the Infidels live on KCC YouTube on Sunday. What do you got live? Gap Ramblers?
We'll have the Gap Ramblers live. We'll have the Opties SSCC live. I'm humming and hawing because will a game last long enough for us to get the live stream up? Is it even worth the bandwidth?
Yeah, maybe just do...
We ordered lunch for the game. Will the game make it to lunch?
Should have put a phone up and just put it on your phone. It'll just be Instagram stories. Right, there it is. Coming up very shortly, it's going to be the Women's Cricket Wrap with Tammy Chu.
Always denied entry by the English gentry.
Now for the Women's Cricket Wrap. Sans Bushy, but we welcome on Tammy Chu, our Women's Cricket expert. Tammy, how are you?
I'm good.
So this week, we've got three games coming up in the Women's T20 because the Women's squad are on tour, no Premier League T20. Yep. The tipping tally as it stands, you are 1 point ahead of Bushy, and I've been very rudely put here as having 3 points, which is kind of unfair. But let's start off in Division 1. It's the Maidens taking on Fung Wong at PKVRS. Tammy?
I'm actually going for Fung Wong this week.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. With the recent performance of the KCC in the Premier League.
Well, yeah, they don't have Yaz. Yaz is on tour.
Yaz is on tour as well, yeah.
So they've got 11 young girls who are very new to cricket, if they can get 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go Fung Wong as well. Let's see who Bushy's going for.
I forgot that they were on tour, so I've changed the K to a C.
So he had picked KCC until we mentioned that Yasmin's on tour. Now he's changed it to CCCs. All three of us are going for CCC. I think CCC are in a good chance. This is round two as well, so...
Yes, that's the round two.
Are either of these teams in running for the semi-final?
So basically, what I know is like, after the first round, the first three team is guaranteed to be in the semi-final. Yeah. And the bottom five team is going to like pay a single round robin and whoever finished the top will be in the semi-final as well.
So this could have semi-final implications if KCC wanted to make the semi-final.
Yeah.
Without Yasmin in an important game.
Yeah.
That could be difficult. Okay, very good. Also in Division 1, SCC's Divas versus Lil Saiwon Wasps. Now, both these teams are also fighting for a spot in the semi-final. They're not in the top three.
Yeah, they're not in the top three.
Ooh, this is going to be a good game.
I am actually going for Divas.
Divas.
Yeah, because like Saiwon, like... They're going to miss the three main players.
Yes.
And with the like back hitters from Divas, I'm going for the Divas.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'll go for divas as well, because just for that reason exactly. No Shenzi, no Maryam, no Ikra. They already lost to Lantau.
Yeah.
Despite having some of those players, you know, missing them, yeah, it could be difficult. I think Bushy will have a stibbin. He's just stepped outside.
I think he got it for the Wasps.
Oh, has he picked the Wasps?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, he's going to go further behind the tipping then. And then down to Div 2, also at PKVRS. This is in between the two Div 1 games. The Diamonds, HKCC Diamonds versus USRC Eagles.
Well, even only if USRC got a team.
Yes, if USRC put a team out.
I would still go for the Diamonds. Plus, I'm leading the team this week.
Yes, you are leading the team this week. Oh,
taking them to PKVR and win the game.
She's going to take them there and win them their first ever win. Yeah, Tammy's Army, they're going to win their first ever game. I like the pick. I think a win by forfeit is still a win, so I'm going to pick the Diamonds as well. What's the turn of US? Are you going to put a team out? Bushy, Diamond. Win. All for the picking Diamond. I think Diamonds already have a forfeit win this season, right?
They always have a forfeit.
So this could be their second. I hope they actually win a proper game. So that's it for the Women's Cricket Wrap. Tammy, stick around because we will now do Sky Plaza Road to talk about the Women's Tour to Uganda.
Yes.
That's the big bird and that signals it's time for Sky Plaza Road. The Hong Kong women's team are on the road again. They're in the air right now. They're traveling all the way to Uganda for the Women's Day Quadrangle T20i Cup. Tammy Chu.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there's the Women's Day Cup, like, because the first game going to start at, like, the 8th of the March. So that's why it's got a Women's Day Cup. Squad, Natasha Miles, again, leading the team.
Yes.
And then with Alison Siu, Betty Chan, Emma Lai, Ikra Sahar, Jolene Kaur, Karen Poon, Kerry Chen, Mahakdeep Kaur, Mariko Hill, Mariam Bibi, Shenzhen Shahzad, Vanessa So and Yasmin Daswani.
So that's a good squad, and there's some exciting things here. So firstly, we've got Vanessa So and we've got Karen Poon, both like under 19, under 16 even.
As they say, both of them are like 16 years old now, yeah.
So we've got two extremely young players there. We've got the two cores, unrelated, who were on the last tour coming in as well. So it's a very young looking squad.
Yep.
There are some senior players missing from this.
Yes.
I don't see Lemon Chung.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, she can't get the vaccine for some reason and they don't want to risk her to get like the yellow fever there. So that's why she's not going.
Yeah. So Vanessa So is the backup keeper to Yasmin Daswani. I presume Yasmin will be keeping the first game.
Yeah.
Any other notable omissions you see here? Or do you reckon that's probably the best squad we can send out here?
Do you think so? Is the squad like the best squad we've got now?
Very good team. I mean, they're all performing well. Alison and Betty bowled well. Natasha and Mariko have got the runs.
Yeah.
Kerry's got runs and wickets. Mahakdeep Kaur. It's a good looking team. They're playing against Uganda, Namibia, and Nepal. So that's a very strong tournament, actually.
Yes, exactly.
We've got Namibia, who ranks 17th in the world, Uganda, 18th, Nepal, 21st, and we are the lowest ranked team going into this tournament in a 22nd.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, I think we could get up some points after the tournament.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. So, starting from the 8th of March, the 14th gonna play a double round robin.
Double round robin. So, we play each team twice.
Yes, and a final as well.
Wow. So, and this will be a third, fourth place playoff as well in 16 months. That's a long term. That's 8 days. That's 8 T20Is plus 6 T20Is per team plus the knockout. So, 7.
Yes.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So, yeah.
Have you been to Uganda before?
I never.
Is this our first time going?
Yes, I think so.
This is going to be very exciting. The live stream, and there's no streaming details that we can find of yet. We're still waiting for more information on this. It says here on sportskida.com, the Uganda Cricket Association YouTube channel is likely to stream. What's the time difference between Hong Kong and Uganda? How do we watch this?
Well, for the time being, let's talk about the fixture. So on Thursday, 8th of March, Uganda going to play versus Hong Kong, China in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we've got Namibia versus Nepal. On the 9th, we've got Nepal versus Uganda in the morning, Hong Kong, China versus Namibia in the afternoon. And on the 3rd day, the 10th of March, it's going to be Uganda versus Namibia in the morning, and then Nepal versus Hong Kong, China in the afternoon. And the 11th is a rest day. And then from the 12th to 14th, it's kind of like a swap over the morning game and afternoon game for the first round. So we've got Nepal versus Namibia in the morning, Hong Kong, China versus Uganda in the afternoon on the 12th, and on the 13th, Namibia versus Hong Kong, China in the morning, Nepal versus Uganda in the afternoon. And then on the 14th, it's Hong Kong, China versus Nepal in the morning, and then Namibia versus Uganda in the afternoon. After Reds Day on the 15th, they're going to be the third place paid off on the morning on the 16th, and then the final going to be in the afternoon of 16th. Well, all the games, all the morning games are going to be like 10 a.m. local time and 2 p.m. local time, like so, like the Uganda time.
So Uganda is 5 hours behind Hong Kong. So it's actually not too bad for us to watch at 5:30 p.m. Hong Kong time or 9:30 p.m. Hong Kong time. So yeah, peak. It's actually really good hours to watch the game. Definitely be tuning in. We've got good record against Nepal. We beat them when they came down here. Exactly. We won the T20I series.
Yeah.
Namibia beat us by 4 wickets and 2 balls to go in that nail-biter game in the women's T20I series last year. So that was really close.
That's a close game. Yeah,
so we can beat them.
We can beat them.
I don't know about Uganda.
I'm actually not sure about Uganda as well. We only saw the men's team here in Hong Kong.
And they were really good.
Yeah.
If they've got some women in their team whose sisters play in the Women's Premier League, like the men do, they'll be a side to be worried about.
Yeah.
Should be good fun. It should be exciting to watch. I hope we win. I hope we get a couple of points there, especially for T20 rankings.
Yeah.
Any picks for who you think are top, any top performers you think from our squad going overseas? Because it's been a while. It's Najib's first tour as well. So do you think there's any player we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, and I think it's also Jawed first tour as the assistant women's coach.
Yeah, exactly.
As well. So
coaching team.
Yeah. I'm still looking forward to the top order batsmen. Tasha, Mariko, Kerry Chan.
Mariko's probably back top order in this team. Emma. Yaz will keep Bushy thinks Yaz is going to be in a lot of runs. The batting order is going to be interesting to see because these are T20Is. We saw Natasha Mariko open the batting for HKCC, Emma batting at 3. I don't know if they'll go with that same top 3, which then puts in Carrie at 4 where she batted for CCC. Mariam middle order finisher, Yasmin probably down at 6 then. Shenzhen probably in that top 7 somehow.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you've got Ikra Mariam with the new ball. Karen Poon, probably a good shout to play.
Yeah. And then we've got some good spinner this time as well. Because beside, like, Betty Chan, and then we've got the MLI, Googly thing. And then also Joylene and Mahak. Some good spin as well. And then also we've got Kerry Chan always left arm.
Yeah. I mean, no Ruchi in the squad either.
Yeah.
So it's a good chance for the other spinners to step up for that backup spinner role to Betty and Kerry. Alison Sue, of course, will play. Very good new ball. It's a good team. This could be really fun to watch, actually.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Well, that's it for Sky Plaza Road. Definitely tune in starting March 8th, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Hong Kong time, somewhere on the internet, probably YouTube. Just stay tuned to social media. We'll probably find it out. Thank you, Tammy Chu.
Thank you.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Challenge League time, and Bushy has decided to grace us with his presence once again.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm ahead of the podcast.
I'm back in the podcast. It's the Challenge League. You know I won't miss the Challenge League. You know how much I love the Challenge League.
Most fun league in Hong Kong.
Oh, what does Bota say at the top?
30 teams.
Yeah.
Three divisions.
Yeah. Best cricket league in Hong Kong or something.
Biggest one in Hong Kong.
It's certainly the biggest. I'll give it that. Go on.
All right. So, just to update everyone the tally, we've called 25 games each. I've got 38 right. You've got 35 right. Neither of us have any reason to be proud.
No.
But I am 3 ahead.
It is the Chaos League.
It is the Chaos League.
I mean, I think we're doing pretty well considering how chaotic it is.
Going above 50% is a good effort in this league.
Win.
All right. So, we'll start off with last weekend's games. There were 3 games. Division 1, Indus CC versus TCC Strikers. Indus CC, top of the table. We predicted they would win. And they won in some fashion. They bowled first after winning the toss at GDB, which is always a bold move, but it's, you know, 8 a.m., overcast perhaps. I don't know. It was Sunday. It was Ramadan. It was first day of Ramadan. Probably that's a factor. You get the bowling out of the way early. And they rolled the Strikers out for just 80. Emma Junaid taking 6 for 13 in 3.3 overs.
Oh, Niaz Ali style.
Very Niaz Ali style.
That's ridiculous.
Let's open the scorecard now to see how many RBWs he got.
This is another one of those bits of the podcast.
He's got two. He had two LBWs, two bowls, one catch, three bowls and one catch. So wickets shared around, two LBWs, no doubt, probably dodgy. It's the Challenge League after all. And then fly in this.
Well, if he's got three that hit the wickets, there's a good chance the other two probably were going to as well. Just the odds, but go on.
The odds.
You were being a bit harsh on the umpire, whoever it may be.
I have no idea what the umpire was. Unnecessarily harsh on him. Anyways, back to this. 83 for 1 in the CC in 7.1 overs made it look very, very easy. Zafar Gohar, 28 of 10. Harsh Sharma, 29 of 18. It was brutal. Big win for Indus CC there in Division 1. Over to Division 2, this game happened right after the first one at 10:58 a.m. USRC Marcours versus Indians United. You went for the GOAT. I went for Indians United.
Did the GOAT finally get a win in Challenge League?
Oh, nope.
They're top of the table in KCC Morning League. How are they so rubbish in Challenge League?
Ashwin, Jaya and I play for them in the Morning League.
Well, why aren't you out there?
Because we're all Saturday League players. We're ineligible for Challenge League, so the Marcours have to dig in deep and get their Challenge League.
Well, I thought the Premier League players weren't allowed to play in KCC Morning League, but, you know.
Saturday, guys.
Xi'an was playing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how Xi'an plays that. He's ridiculous.
Zaman was playing.
Anyways, back to the Challenge League where these players are actually banned. USRC Marcours were sent into bat first. They were reduced to 8 for 3, 16 for 4, 16 for 5, 48 for 6. They were done and dusted. 95 for 7. Minhaj Syed of HSBC. You've seen him play in Morning League.
I'm just going back to the point. Yeah. Is this the first time you've told me that Saturday League players aren't allowed to play in Challenge League?
I must have told you this before. That's one of the key things of Challenge League. It's a whole new group of players.
I mean, I assume that obviously Sunday players are eligible.
Yeah, Saturday too.
This Saturday thing seems... You always say, oh, because I don't play... That's why Marco laws. You didn't mention the bit.
I'm considered too good to play Challenge League because I play Saturday League.
Wow, that's an indictment on Challenge League. Okay, sorry, carry on. Who should I know?
The Minhaj Syed, 50 of 24, plays for HSBC in the Morning League.
Yeah,
plays for Marcours. He's good. He was captaining the team for this game. Hammered 50 of 24, pulled Marcours out of despair. 95 for 7 became.
I wonder if players like this, Syed, play Challenge League and Morning League, and they don't play Saturday League just so they can play these two types.
There are quite a lot of cricketers who do that, actually. We'll only play one or two Saturday games a season just so they can continue playing all the morning leagues and corporate things and Challenge League. And
I like it.
Yeah.
Good.
It's his own group of players.
Very cool people.
Minhaj is one of the good ones because he hit 50 and Marcos got 141. In reply, Indians United also struggled. It was a really, really good game. Their opener, Vivek Arun, got 50, but around him, wickets kept falling. At one point, they were 120 for 5 approaching the back end. You thought, oof, this is nervy. It's going here and there. 121 for 6. Something had happened, but Indians United, just enough depth in that batting. Ikram Mudassir down the order, hitting 13, got them over the line with 3 wickets to spare and 5 balls to spare. So well done to Indians United on a hard-fought win. And unfortunately, the GOAT go down yet again. Another loss for them. Another tip wrong for Bushy.
Yeah.
And finally...
I'm zoning out.
Finally, in Division 3 is Atlanta Sloggers versus HKCC Kalin. If you remember... I was harsh on Kalin last
game.
I was very harsh on them. I said, look.
I didn't pick them, did I?
You didn't pick them either. I didn't pick them either. I was harsh. I said, I'm not picking you guys to win a game. Like, what are you doing? You're a good team. You keep losing.
You're building this up like I've got another tip wrong.
Well, no, you got the tip wrong. I got the tip wrong. But we did inspire HKCC Kalin, who went out there 2 p.m.
I hope they sent you a WhatsApp, Matt, a message. Gloating
because they haven't sent me one yet.
Because that's what all the Saturday and Sunday teams do to me.
I haven't got one yet. I'm actually a bit disappointed.
I'm very disappointed because
I wanted that gloating text from Jonathan Tia. Someone just tell me like we proved you wrong. Because they
Jonathan Tia only sends me Saturday ones when they win to gloat, but not Challenge League ones.
Maybe he's not caught up with the episode yet. Maybe one more week and he'll text us. Aha, I heard this. But yeah, anyways, they chose to bowl first, Kalin. Again, probably knowing the Lanta guys are fasting, throw him in there. 114 all out, wickets everywhere. Alfred Say, they pick up the bowls with 3 for 11 in 3 overs, but two wickets for Leonard Tan, one for Enzo, one for Simon Chu, one for Bobby Chan, one for Ashley Hung.
Young Enzo's playing.
Yeah, Ashley Hung's playing. She got a wicket. Alvin bowled 2 balls and got the final wicket of the innings. Landa 114 all out. Kalin absolutely smashed it. Ray Wong 23, Damon Holmes 34, Bobby Chan 25.
I just want to go back to Enzo. I'm really happy that he's playing at least Challenge League because he was a young star. I remember with Tammy.
Yeah.
Used to do the Little Dragons training and was really quick.
Yeah, he went for the alternate games as well.
And then he decided he didn't like cricket. And then...
Oh, injury.
No, I'm talking before injury. I'm talking there was a period where he just didn't want to go to training because his mum was furious. She used to tell me about it. So it's good to see he's back playing cricket.
Yeah, he's doing really well for KL. Didn't need to bat because everyone else smashed it. 32 extra as well for Atlanta, must be said. They lost the game in just, 11 overs? 12 overs?
Wow.
15.3 overs, my bad, sorry. 15.3 overs.
Oh, you've really built that up as going to be bad. But
absolute dominant from KL.
It is dominant. Yes.
Big win for them.
Well done. Congratulations. We're happy to lose that test.
Yes, we are. And end of that round, our tally stands at me 40, you 36. So the lead's now 4 points. Yay, okay. Upcoming.
I don't care. Carry on.
If you were winning, you would care so much.
No, I wouldn't. It's Challenge League. Am I only here to humour you? Go on, let me lose some more tips. What else you got?
Okay, upcoming matches. Did I say there were 9 matches at the top of the show? I got that wrong. There's 7 matches.
Oh, thank God.
There's so many, though. Still so many. So many games. We're going to try to get through all 7 games. We've got 3 at GDB, 3 at Compton, 1 at Chunkwano. We'll go Division 1, 2, then 3. No points tables this week because it's very long enough as it is. So straight into Division 1. Master Blasters, IRC Charlie Bears. 8 a.m. GDB.
I'm actually just opening up the Challenge League notes that you sent me. So you go.
All right. So both these teams are near the top of the table. Charlie Bears, especially 4 wins, just the 1 loss. Master Blasters, 3-3. I think the Charlie Bears are the stronger team, but I wouldn't rule out an upset out. But for now, because of the current form, I'm going Charlie Bears.
I think the Charlie Bears as well. And it's not on that. It's just the Charlie Bears have been rubbish in every other league so far this year. So they've got to be good at something.
They're the inverse Mark Horse.
They were good last year. I don't know. I know they like have a beer on the bus, but it's working. I think it's working in Challenge League Div 1. So pencil me in for a Charlie Bears win.
There we go. Actually, fun fact about the Charlie Bears. The Saturday squad and the Challenge League squad are completely different, I believe. There's very little overlap.
But you just told me it couldn't be an overlap.
Yeah. But the players are train together. It's like 2 different teams.
Yeah, rightly so. Challenge League is far superior to anything that happens on a Saturday league. Anyway, go on.
All right, on to Challenge League Division 2. You've got Indians United versus IC Panthers out at Compton. So IC Panthers home ground, 8:30 a.m. Both these teams are top of the table, both with identical records.
You've got a table. You didn't put any tables in.
I didn't.
No. So I've got nothing to go on, which makes me even more rubbish. Let me see. Because I spent so much time with Imran Arif, Myra Baloch, Akash Yadav, put me in for the India club.
You're going for the Panthers. I am also going for the Panthers.
Oh, you're just copying my tips, Nitesh.
I did, but actually, I think they're the better team. I think Indians United have been a bit lucky, if I'm being honest, with their wins so far. They haven't really played top-of-the-table teams yet. So I think they'll drop this game and Panthers will go further ahead. Home ground advantage as well. At GDB in Division 2, then at 11 a.m., USRC Avengers versus the Nepal Rhinos. Again, both these teams, identical records. And identical to Indians United, IC Panthers. All these 4 teams are on 4 wins, 2 losses. So Nepal Rhinos, USRC Avengers, 4 wins, 2 losses for each of them. Someone's going to pick up another loss here. This is going to be very tough. And I think you're going for Nepal, as you always do.
Yeah, pencil me in.
I'm going for USRC.
You know how much I love my Nepal Rhinos. And they finally got a win in the KCC Morning League Friday against Green Ink.
Oh, that's a good win.
Yeah, 10-run win. So the team's on the improve because it's pretty much the same team, right?
Yeah, basically the same team. They should be the same team.
Yeah. Bring it on. Let's do it, boys.
All right.
Malahar, I'm assuming captain, and the rest of them, get it done.
I'm going with USRC Avengers.
Oh.
Just for a point of difference. And I think USRC, again, I feel like they're a stronger team, so they should get that. It's going to be a very good game, though. And then another game in Division 2, rounding off Division 2 games for this weekend. This is out at GDB as well, 2:20 p.m. Seren Dip Tritons versus HKUC Challenge League. HKUC Challenge League, 4 games, 4 losses. Seren Dip Tritons have had a few wins.
What do you mean have had a few wins?
They've had a few wins. They have 3 wins, 2 losses.
Okay. Well, that's better than just, they've had a few. They could have had 10, or they could have had none, or 1, 2. I'm going to go, I've got to go with the UST.
You're going UST.
Yeah.
Shocking. Because I am from USD. I'm not picking them. I'm going for Seren Dip.
Well, that's embarrassing. And you should be never, ever allowed back on campus.
I don't think I am anyways. Back to Division 3 now. onto Division 3. So we've got a few games coming up in Division 3 as well. We got three games in Division 3. We'll start off with the Bora Blasters playing HK Belcher CC out at Chungkwano on the flex wicket, 9:30 a.m. Sunday.
You know how much the Bora Blasters do me in.
Yep.
But I'm going to pick them.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Bora as well because they're no longer Bora. They're no longer Bora. They're basically the DB Cricket Club. The DBCC Lions have infiltrated, taken over the Bora Blasters. They're under new management. They're playing under the same name. They've got new players in. It's a whole new team. They've got a few wins. They beat the Lama Vikings. So I'm going Bora.
Summer. Go on.
Next up, HKCC Yanwo was the Little Saiwan Rising Stars.
Give us some details about where these two teams are sitting on the table, Nate.
Rising Stars, 3 wins in 4 matches. Yanwo have, I don't think I've ever won a game in the Challenge League.
Well, then I might go with the Rising Stars.
I think that's a safe bet. Yeah. I'm going the Rising Stars as well.
Okay.
And then, to wrap it up, that game was at Compton. This next game's also at Compton. Island Rangers CC versus HKU Students. Island Rangers were in the final contention last year. HKU Students currently unbeaten. This is going to be a very, very good game out of Compton.
Island Rangers have done me in at least 2 times this year.
So you're going HKU?
Yep.
I'm going HKU as well. I'm backing the boys, even though I do hope they lose and stay in Div 3 because I think Div 3 is better for them. They get games at the clubs. You know, it's more fun than going up Div 2 and getting back down again.
They still want to win.
Yeah, they do. So good luck to them. HKU, both of us have picked them. That's it. That's 7 games. That's so many games. You've got a few points of difference here. That's it for Challenge League.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Birthday time, just 3 this week. We're going to start on the 10th. When is that? It's in about 4 days' time, which is Monday, I would believe. Tadanje Rao from Diaspora Little Saiwan, turning 23. I've not seen DJ.
He's out playing cricket in India, is what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of DJ's work. Was in the Hong Kong team there for a while. His dad also.
Chetan Rao, yeah. Yeah. Helps a lot of the admin out at Little Saiwan. Yeah, happy birthday, DJ. Also an HKUST alum, so I wish him the best of luck there. And hopefully he comes back better, faster, quicker, and plays for Hong Kong again soon.
He was pretty quick to start with.
Next up, also on Monday, 10th March, turning 26 years young, none other than middle-order batsman of USRC Premier, Waqas Khan. Happy birthday, Waqas.
And finally, I've got, everybody knows, I've got my man crush, with the left arm, Yasser Murtaza. I've also got my female left arm crush having a birthday, turning 28 on the 13th, which would be next Thursday. Is there games? Are they playing on the 13th?
They might have a game, yeah. I think
we're talking women's cricket here.
Yeah.
And they're on tour. They're in Uganda.
Yeah, she'll be playing.
Tammy's frantically checking to see if she's playing on a birthday.
Yes, she is.
Who's she playing? Playing Namibia on her birthday, turning 28. The left arm legend that is Carrie Chan.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
So 3 birthdays this week, DJ and Waqas and Carrie. Happy birthday to all 3 of you.
Hi, this is Siegfried Y from the Hong Kong Grey Club, and this is the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Well, another big podcast is in the bag, Nitesh, number 21 of season 2. Plenty of cricket on this weekend.
Yeah, it's big. The All-Stars coming up. The women are flying out to Uganda. Premier League T20 on hold, but you know, 7 challenging games, so that's a like-for-like replacement right there.
You know what else flew off?
What?
My beard.
Your beard?
My beard.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what happened beard. To
it? Yeah, I just noticed that.
Well,
you did look younger today.
Oh, thank you. My son said I look 20 years. He said you look 30. Which is pretty impressive. Since
that is
50.
That is impressive.
And then I took my beanie off and he said, now you look 40. So obviously my hair is not cool enough to be 30. Okay, what happened is soon as the weather turned to like 25, 26, which is in about a week's time, I was going to shave it off.
Yep.
Summer Aaron, winter Aaron.
Yep.
But still freezing cold, got the weekend at Mission Road, got the clippers out to clip the beard. It was set to a wrong setting. So I removed half my beard before realizing it was on the wrong setting,
right,
and then went, there's no fixing this.
There's no fixing.
It's got to go. So the beard is gone. Bushy's beard has flown the coop. Maybe it's over in Uganda. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a week early. It was really warm last weekend. So
exactly.
And I felt like summer's coming.
Right. It's almost time for summer, Aaron.
But it's going to be this weekend, and I'm going to go tomorrow.
It's 13 degrees right now.
You know what I'm waiting for? Because I'm going to go end up, I'm going to see Zeeshan Ali, who for 7 months has called me old man because of that beard, because it's so great. So he's going to see me, and I'm going to wonder what he's going to say. We'll report back next week.
Report back next week. I hope the game goes ahead. You might show up on Mission Road this weekend and just sit on the marquee waiting for the covers to be taken.
Maybe I'll do like I did at ICC and just sit at home and wait until I get the text message. No, that's not the Cricket Hong Kong way. What else? So it is All-Stars this weekend. What's your tip for the final?
It's such chaos in the All-Stars series. I picked the Kowloon Lions to win all that game, so just go Kowloon Lions. I'm from Kowloon. We're in Kowloon right now. Go Kowloon Lions.
Yeah, well, three quarters of the players are from Kowloon.
They've got the cheat code.
They have the cheat code.
They have Anshuman Rath. They have Zeeshan Ali.
I still go the Kowloon. Shiv's Little Tigers with
not bad.
The Swing Twins. They're gonna be chaos.
And they won the One Day Series, the Tigers.
They did.
And the Yasim's captaincy. Now it's handed over to Shiv, but they still got Yasim there in the squad. This is about Sherry.
Because of Sherry and Benny.
Yeah.
And with the Yush, so they can clean up any team on their day.
True.
That's going to be fun. Tune in to Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube Friday. I think we're starting at 9:30 a.m. for the first game. Double header on Saturday, and the final is on at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So you'll have plenty of time to watch the Infidels game first innings if you want to switch between the two. That'll be on KCC YouTube. Always get a plug in. Are we done?
Women's game in the evenings on Saturday and Sunday as well. So once you're done watching the All-Stars, flip over to some other channel.
Sky Plaza Road with Tammy Chu. So, yeah, you get home.
Watch the cricket again.
Yeah. If you've been, let's say, commentating all day, or you've been playing all day, or you've been out watching all day, go home. Click on Uganda Facebook, I'm assuming.
Or YouTube or something. Yeah. It'll be somewhere. We'll find it.
If there's a cricket game on to watch in associate cricket when Hong Kong's involved, I will watch it and I will find it.
We will find it.
It reminds me of how I was watching cricket on Douyin when I was in China. All right. I think episode 21's done. What do you reckon, Nitesh?
It's a good episode. Big episode.
Big episode. Thanks to Tammy Chu. Thanks to you, Nitesh. And until next week, see ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is the coin toss. From the band, the Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2025.
Think I'll go in for a bat. And that's that.